very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, July 1st, 2019. This is Live Talk, and I'm Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the life and legacy of former Vice President Joshua Nkomo, who died on this date in 1999.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
Thanks again for joining us tonight on Live Talk. We are talking about the legacy of Dr. Joshua Mkabuko Nyongolo Nkomo.
Nkomo was detained at Gonakudzingwa Restriction Camp by Ian Smith's government in 1964, together with other nationalists, Ndawaningi Stole, Edgar Tekere, Enos Nkala, Morris Nyagumbo, and Robert Mugabe, until 1974. Following Nkomo's release, he went to Zambia to continue his activism.
Through the dual processes of armed resistance and negotiation, Nkomo led some resistance against the Smith regime.
Nkomo is said to have led a more formidable army, ZIPRA, which was dedicated to both guerrilla warfare and urban conventional warfare.
Just before independence, he was also instrumental in the formation of Nitram Trust, a venture that led to the institution of business ventures for the freedom fighters and acquired a massive array of property.
This was prior to joining the show. I mean, those who are ready to join the show, just give us a call now and let's talk about this issue. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And as usual, we call you back, Chris.
Yes, Jonga, remember that we are streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and of course VOA Ndebele.
Ndizvozvo amadiwa vateereri nevatariri. Nasi zuva rakakosha, izuva riri kurangarirwa gamba renyika, gamba reZimbabwe. Father Zimbabwe, chibwe chitedza, hanzi The Slippery Rock, vari va Joshua Nkomo, vakashaya musuwa 1 July 1999. Tichibva ipapo tichiverenga kusvika nhasi, tinoona kuti pava nemakore makumi maviri. Asi nyaya iripo ndeye kuti tisakanganwa noroondo nemabasa akaitwa navankomo. Vankomo vanozivikanwa kubva mumazuva akatanga nyaya dzekuita inganzi pachirungu resistance, vatema vachirakidza kuti aiwa tirikudawo kuti tinge tichizvitonga muZimbabwe. Kubva kuma 1940 something uko vankomo vanga vachiita zvekuratidza simba revatema kuburikidza nema trade unions vari kumirira vashandi vakapinda mukufomwa kana kuumbwa kwemapato ezvematongerwo enyika kubva kune mamwe akanga aripo nguva iyoyo kusvika vazopinda muzapu. Kusvika zapu yakaitawo boka revarwi rainzi ZIPRA. ZIPRA yakarwa, vanga vaine muzinda wavo muZambia asi vaibva imomo vachipinda muZimbabwe vachirwa. Nerimwe divi ZANLA yanga ichimirirawo ZANU yanga ichibvawo muMozambique vachipinda vachirwisana nehurumende yeutongi hweudzvanyiriri hwava Ian Smith nguva iyoyo, zvakaita kuti pasvike pakutauriranwa. Lancaster House yakaita kuti pazove nerusununguko rwuripo nhasi. Vankomo vanonyanya vaziva nenyaya yekuti vanga vasingatarise rudzi kana kuti unobva kupi. Ndichiri kurangarira Chris ndichikura ini nakuma 1970 kwedu kumusha kwamurehoko. Vanhu vaitonge nechimbo chainzi soja rankomo, nokuti vankomo vaimirira nyika yose. Vanga vasingatarise kuti unobva kupi. Zvaiita kuti vanhu vazive kuti munhu Zimbabwe muri munhu mumwe chete, kwete kuti unonzi uriani uriani. Saka ndiro zvatoda kuti kurukure nhasi tichirangarira. Tambotaura inavakawanda vamwe vari kukurudzira kudai paitwa zuva rezororo Rekuti musuwa 1 July ungetisinza international holiday wano wachi rangarira vankomo. Vamo washitida ipa itao, shakaita waka na mapoka. Ni masangano, anenga achi paka na anga wama scholarship ine jungo shakadaruma foundation. Shunenga shiru mstara vankomo so that kuitra uti. Jisa kanga nikwa basara waka bata, Chris.
Yebo chonga, haishili mkoto lelo. Ye, njengo ucho kwa mnyo wa mchonga, kande miri. Lamtlanjege, sikota ngomui utokotela Joshua Nkomo. Ye na oazalwa ngomnyaga ka 1917. Wase kulela ge, kubla wayo, lapo aya kona sebenza National Railways of Zimbabwe uthe railways lapho yikho aqalisa khona ukuthi abe ngumuntu okhanya ukuthi ukhaliphile kulapha ezokulwela ilungelo likaZulu ikakhulu lezisebenzi wasesuka wayafunda eSouth Africa lapho athola kona ke isicoco se-degree e-carpentry wasuka wabuyela njalo eZimbabwe lapho aqalisa khona umzabalazo iqembu aqala ukulisungula lalithiwa lona i-NDP kungakabuyi kungakazalwa ke izaphu kuthe ngeminyaka elandelayo wasekuzalwa yona ke izaphu ibandlela labantu abaningi ababalisa o Inosinkala o Edgar Degere yelo Mnumzana waba ngumongameli uNumzana Robert Mugabe kodwa yena wazobuya phambilini lapho ephiwa ke isihlalo sokuba nguNobhala Jikelele. Ye uNkomo uyaziwa kakhulu ngokubumba inkampani yeNitram yona eyayimele iphathise abalweli benkululeko bevela egangeni ngabomnyaka ka-1979 kusanda qedwa inkulumo zeLancaster House. Yiko lapho iNitram inkampani eyaba le notho eningi kakhulu ebalisa amapulazi lezinye izakhiwo okwathathwa nguhulumende ngesikhathi sokuzaqala ke umbhuqazwe weGugurawundi. Sike ke sixoxe lamhlanje ke jonga
ndizozo Chris upenyu watiri kutarisa wa Joshua Nkomo munhu akaberekwa musi wa 19 June 1917 vakazoshaya musi wa 1 July 1999 and ndinonzwa kuti parunare tina va Bernard Manyadza Chris vanhu vakawanda vanovaziva vachinzi Package Poera ndo sitara vaishandisa munguva yehondo yechimurenga vakanga vari mumwe makomanda eZanla Forces vari kuMozambique ndemwe wevanhu vakashanda navankomo saka tinavo pachirongwa tokutagamuchirai vamanyadza pachirongwa thank you so much. Thank you so much. Maybe I can start throwing a question that you can respond in English so that all our listeners can benefit. What can you tell us about today where Zimbabweans are remembering the works done by the late Vice President Joshua Nkomo?
Well, it is a very important day for us as a nation because this day is remembered by all Zimbabweans as a day when one of the greatest heroes of this nation departed. Comrade Nkomo started as early as the 50s, mid-50s. I still remember 1962 when he visited my district, Nweza. Visiting his colleagues, Ranach Mombe, Ramadondo, and every youth those days used to sing about the college, Joshua Nkomo, Nkomo, as early then. And I remember very well vividly when we sneaked to his meeting, he was talking about uniting Zimbabwe. If my memory does not betray me, the name Chibuziteza was given to him by people from Mashingo, the president of Mashingo province, Mawema, and so on. He was a great man, and you see his name lives on in Zimbabwean history. One day the true history of this nation will be told. that most of these politicians went through his hands. He was their mentor, and so on, although some of them later on turned against him. As a part of the black part of our history, the saddest moment, one of the politicians called it the moment of madness in our history, that one day will be unpacked, and his name will be elevated to one of the greatest, even in Southern Africa.
Thank you so much, Vamanyadza. Ramba nyimuri paro nare Chris Wanzwa Norondo iri kubva kuna Vamanyadza. He's talking about the legacy of Dr. Joshua Nkomo from the early days. And remember, he was instrumental in the formation of the National Democratic Party in 1960. And that party was banned, and then they formed ZAPU in 1962, and ZAPU was banned in 1962, and they formed, they split, ZAPU split with ZANU, and ZANU was formed in 1963. So he's a man who has been fighting for the whole of his life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So the split didn't start with MDC. Now.
No.
Now we know.
Yeah, now you know.
Yeah. Yes, can you tell us, Mr. Paka Chipoera?
Chipoera. Bernard Manyadza is the easiest.
Okay. Mr. Manyadza, can you tell us about how Dr. Joshua Nkomo tried to unite ZANU and ZAPU? We hear he did try, which led to some members of ZANU dying, from what we heard, being assassinated. Can you give us a piece of that history?
Yeah, I'm not very sure if I'll put it accurately, but what I lived through, or what I remember, is that in 1974, when they were released from prison during the camp, he was one of the proponents to enlarge the UANC so that all nationalists are brought together under that one umbrella. And they were obviously unified in that organization to control that organization. Up to the time Comrade Tepo was assassinated, then of the liberation movement, I think ZANU was the weakest of the three. That is ZAPU and the Frolis, although Frolis was not truly as big as ZAPU and ZANU. Towards the end of 75, when the initiative was from us, the fighters, I know Comrade Joshua Nkomo then was doing some kind of negotiation over the Victoria Falls of any blue train. When we successfully formed the ZIPA, I know he supported ZIPA because he was always been yearning for the youth of the Zimbabweans. And when we suggested through Comrade their Papa Moyo that all politicians must, especially ZANU and ZAPU, must come under one umbrella, we suggested the Patriotic Front. I know Comrade Joshua Nkomo took it up. Although there were misunderstandings, especially on the ZANU side, the idea about the Patriotic Front was later brought on by very senior military guys like Comrade Tongo Kara and some politicians. The die-hard ones resisted uniting with ZAPU because of their personal reasons and probably personal greed for power. But when Comrade Nkomo visited Mugagau in 1975, his entire speech was about uniting Zimbabwe. I know, I remember rather, when he was talking about that we are all Bantu, basically. Basically being Jebele and Shona. And he was saying, the difference in giving names is one thing, but the important thing is we are all Zimbabweans. He gave this classic example that in Shona, somebody would be called Chipo. In Isinjelele, the same name would be SIPO. With SIPO, SIPO.
Mm-hmm.
And the poor, in an effort to indicate to us as fighters that you should not see the difference in the silos that you are belonging to, that you are ZANU or ZANLA, and that the ZAPU and ZIPRA, but remember always that the important thing is that you are all Zimbabweans. You must put efforts to come together. Ask anybody who was at Mukagawa in 1975, or who was at Morogoro. That was his entire thing.
Mm.
And up to the time he died, he was always preaching unity. Even the moments of madness, when he was forced into exile, when he came back, it was not a capitulation, but because he wanted to conclude his understanding that he must bring Zimbabweans together. He prepared himself to work under one somebody who was his junior, his junior when he was in ZAPU, but he was prepared to work under him for the sole purpose of bringing together the Zimbabweans.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Manyata. Can you please stay on the line? We have another guest, Mr. Mbuso Fuzwayo of the pressure group Ipechu Likazulu. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Fuzwayo, what are your thoughts on this day, the day that the late Joshua Nkomo departed from this world? What are your thoughts when you think about him, and also when you look at this day?
It's a sad day, because when you look at this day, you will just say, if Nkomo was alive, if he was alive and in government, was he going to allow the government to go and shoot citizens? Was he going to say, let's hang on to power even if we have lost elections? Was he going to say, let's suppress the masses for the sake of us retaining power? So I think when you look at Nkomo, he was somebody who had a soft a heart for the downtrodden. So it's sad, because when you look at what is currently happening, you can say we lack somebody with who has got a spirit of saying, I feel for other people, who can sacrifice for other people. But unfortunately, with the current people, it's about them and nothing other than themselves and their families.
Mm.
Yeah.
Please do stay on the line, Jonga.
Mm. Yes, Chris, I just want to remind Zimbabweans and our followers out there that we have not forgotten about what happened yesterday in Egypt, where Zimbabwe was eliminated from the 2019 Africa Cup of Nations tournament by losing to DRC with a 4-0 margin. Tomorrow, we are going to give that topic the whole hour, discussing about that match, what went wrong, where do we need to prepare or make amends as a nation. Hello? Hello, Baba.
Hello?
Yeah, Linjan.
Linjan.
Suko na baba.
Yebo.
Yeah. Lingaphi kwelizwe?
Ngoku Bulawayo.
Ah, okay. Angazi ivolume yenu ye radio ingani iphezulu. Ungayehlisa nje kancane ngoba sizwa i-echo la.
Okay, i-radio ngivalile angazi.
Yeah, ungani sekungqono.
Okay.
Yeah, ungasiphathisa ngohlelo lethu la.
Ya, mina ngizake ukuthanda ukukhuluma kakhulu ngobaba uNkomo. uNkomo wayemuntu owayefuna ukuhlanganisa isizwe.
Mm.
Namhlanje eshe ehlukeneyo esikhana ngemishobo inkomo wayengayithandi leyo nto ukuthi abantu bekhethane ngemishobo ukuthi kuleshona kulendelele kulani wayefuna ukuthi ayakhishwe seZimbabwe kodwa ke esehambile imfundiso yakhe yasana kwabanye but abanye behlule ukuthi behlale nabantu nabantwana beZimbabwe okwenamuhlanje siyazondana ngendaba yokubotshaniswa imfila njengezinja leziyabe ziqegwayo nabantu laba bayehluleka ukuthi besale bathi abanye babeshulehlele besidla ngegama lakhe bethi hhayi ubaba wathi ibheke abantwana kodwa ngathi ubabulala
hayi
so imfundiso kankomo yayiyakhishize esimkhumbula ngakho ukuthi nanamhla noma kungafakwa ama-holiday kuyabe kufanele kuhlonitshila ngabe kuhamba kwakhe so isimo seZimbabwe sisikhangele kwakungafanelanga sibe kube namhla ngaso kulesi simo ngenjongo yakhe wayenayo uba kuNkomo uNkomo wayefisa ukuthi leli lizwe nganamhlanje siphambili kakhulu kodwa-ke laba abathathayo hhayi bayehluleka balibhidliza namhlanje sesihlela ngitsho le mali yethu yelizwe nje sesifunga ukuba yiyitinsi kwakungasisifiso sakhe ngoba wayethengele ezinye nabantu laba ababekenkululeko kwamapulazi babuya bathathela amapulazi lawanokuthi wabe kufanele ukuthi namhla ngaba ayalima sithole ukudla eZimbabwe namhla sesihlupha ngendlala bathathela ngitsho lezatshiwo zabo
hayi siyakuzwa sibongile kakhulu mnumzana
ya so kutsho ukuthi uNkomo kufanele simkhumbule kakhulu kuthi labo abahlalayo noma kumbe ngumhlobo wokhe eZimbabwe alandele imfundiso kaNkomo angakhangeli baba abantu abadiliza iZimbabwe laba abasiyasibotshanisile isila njengezintsha
so
namhlanje nalabo abadla ngegama lakhe bayehlileka ngoba kwakungasosithiwo sabo
hayi kuyezwakala isibongile kakhulu mnumzana
hayi ngingathanda ukubonga la
okay jonga the caller there he says Nkomo was non-tribal it wasn't a tribalist and he also you know he mentions the companies that he helped to form for the war veterans and he says it's a good sign that he could have been a you know a best leader for the country
regai tinzwi kuna vamanyadza vamanyadza mutereri wedu ari kuti dai vankomo vanga variyo vaiita mutungamiri wenyika zvinhu zvingadai zvazvaka mira nepanga kusiyana nezvazviri nhasi unoonawo sei
ndinoda kubvumirana nazvizvozvo nokuda kwokuti vaitendeseka nokuvaka nyika yezimbabwe ichokwadi vakanga vasingatauri vachiti kune vanonzi mashona kana kuti mazezuru kana kuti vamanyika kana kuti vaingotaura chiti mazimbabwes mukutaura kwavo vaikwanisa kuti vakabva mundevere voenda mushona vobva mushona vodzokera mundevera vaisifucha easily zvandisingaone kune vamwe vasingatoisi maefforts ichokwadi nekuti kana kuteerera vaiteerera ndinorangarira ini pavakauya pamugagao tikaitange 1962 pavakauya 1962 prezendensen yavo yavakaita panonzi pamashaya mvura hakunge pari pakashopping center vakataura neshona throughout vachibva ipapo vakaenda kunonzi kuchifake vaingonotaura neshona throughout uchinzwa vanhu vaitaura vachiti ngomano totaura shona kudai nhai vanhu vaiti hamunoza zvakare izvia zvekuma60 kuti munhu achinzi ngomo munhu wechindeveri asi kana kangeona aitaura neshanvularo okuti sii kuti vanhu vakufambidzana pamwe chete nespiriti iyo fast forward kumaseventies ikokoko ndozvakataura izvozvo kuti mumakembi vaitotaura vachiti izvi zvamutii nazvo izvi zvekuti kuna vamwe ari kuzapu kana kuna mumwe ari kuzanu Tango fana ni wana unu mwenjete. Kwa vichipo kana utangu vichipo. Asi, asi na difference ya kuti. Kata zikuza kuti murima Zimbabwe. Ya kange hili spirit ya kuti ngati waki mwenjete. Kwa kuterena, kuterena jangu jangu kuti. Wari pasi pangu, wano tuchi. Kwa hizu, wana tawana kana patebu, pa wakanga wakangara. Wachibunda mapenetrating questions. Eko kutuwa tanzi kizize kuti. Inimu wana zei kuti. Waone kuti vision ya tina yizize kuzandula. Ndiwe zumeche teka. Neku zipura. 1981. Daka waona yungu kutawayo. Wachiti wakuma na murku gocha nyama pana hapa. Wataka yeti si gocha nyama. Mweza kufara kwa kuhudi. Imu yufori ya kuhudi ya zunguka. Nikanzi mungu wapema kapeka zikabudura hizi. Mweza gocha nyama. Nekuti wa amwe, warukeka zikabudura, wajichaga maminerals, nekuta sikia mafrazi. Imi mifungai u, so what is that? What in encouragement? Eva kuna mutunga mili we politics. Kuzika baiko tuwa nyama, osika utaura. Kune wamu wa singa dikana kutoshika po, kana osika upatanga pakirini wa wano. Nema security gazi. Kutipasa sikike wamu watangoshika, asapa watangoshika. Ni moti kari yawe ni liko yuwe, nilikidiki, kutuwa itaula, kutuwa ita chat ni wani kutayo. Musango peri la pao kocha nyama, nilivaye kuti, munofanda kuti munofanda mamina wezi, kutuwa kwa shukuri mu. Ayo, wangu omo, secho kwa adi, nekaiva kandiyona wama uema yukuma shingo, kibwekiteza. Nukuti, yaiva uungudo, yekuku ya kutuwe zera Zimbabwe, laizi ikano wakano kubatea sangana ukufrandu. Kumalipati huko, kumatengo huko. Lai zikano zana kudandi huko. Lai zikano wako Victoria Falls, lai zikano wako Bike Bridge. Kujoshu wangomo. Nila kutipana pandita ureni, ajoka, kuti. Kana comrade Dongo Gara, waka zita ura wari ku 1979, kulangista. Kuti, takuenda ku Zimbabwe. Zekuenda tiri ma separate armies, zipura nye zanda. Zia Angola, zio no sala pasi. Tuna utiti wake nation. Ede wangu mutila kwa recognize as a leader. Mungo za uji history hili kuruweo. Ndiyo uja kumri dongala. Waka zongo ushaya. Wanda kuzaiti ya implementi zia. Kumashire kwa kena 1977. Kumri dongala waka nga wasa tuwanya sozi uona. Saka kwa ana. Kuti ma junior commanders wa imborewe. Nyo waka nga wari kumisaka papa. Nga waka sumba kukabri huko. Ataka kumba zipane zipura. Havana kundivisa spirit iyoyo yekuti takange chiti ngati vare ve Angola isi. Saka mnongoziwa kuti wanu wakange waka kura wari masailo. Kuti wapkani masailo haya waone the broader vision. Saka titole nguwa asa emu hetu kuti history icha rekorda ikuweta absorb kumri tongara kuti. Laka fawa kuona kuti kubatanze mazimbabwens. Ndiyo kwa kanaka. Pawa itiyo tewa changa wewacha wari komanda. Kumri dunizo wali deputy wakutanga uo zari wajipiri kutuwa wake Zimbabwe wakute the spirit ya wangomo ya wakange waona kulange sauti wangomo wanga ita kuti beyond the langesta mberi kwacho inge tichiwaka Zimbabwe yitri zari wili kuruweo mbemba wazo haka kukwiti kwa utsinya wakadara kwa wakati kwa nasimizi wakandi kwa megi zayo mbemba wazo zoka ne spirit mwejete kuta haa.
Yeah. Thank you. Wamanyaza. Thank you so much. Maito wamanyaza. Rambai muri parunare timbotora mtereri. Chine mtereri wama suku parunare. Linjani baba?
Nyo baba.
Yeah, uti ini?
Nani, raiti ina unjani, unjani.
Ah, skona.
Ungapi kwelizwe?
Nani, tenka baase baba, kweru na.
Ah, okay. Ungasipatisa mwese.
Right, lapa lami mfunu uti ngei kuzelele. Nia chabuda kakuru mwa wafoe tulaba. Nje na mwa mwanyasa katesa I think they are now revealing the proper history of Zimbabwe. Yes, that is the name. The system is going down there. The sister loko kutuoko na what is the proper history of Kuluma Amanga. The sister is going to be a family. The sister is going to kota nyachabula katesi ya muza siri ya ilandi simbali mwuguwa kwa imbali kutuwa bisi kwe kutesa is the founder, the father of Zimbabwe loko into enga tinye hiyo kutuwa kutesa ama nye bonke nawe sesi waza katesi Babu izolo laba yiba bathiwa ngumasiki izolo la kodwa imbali yehistory yeZimbabwe sale mhlana kankomo uDinitho Dabengwa abangasekho ubabuthongogara ngwese njalo nje kodwa uyabona ukuthi into yakhona manje nxathi senziwa kathesi kwakukhanya ngani sekunabantu ababandlula abantu kulusizi ngoba into eyenzakalayo ubaba uNkomo wakwaba lesikhathi sokuthi lezinto zakhaya ezithile zidingela abantu abakhe zathathwa ngabahuquluzi ayebalwela kathesi ama-farms they are no longer there abantu abakhe abanye bafa beselezi emantolongweni ngezinto zokuthi khona imbali yalo ukuthi ivalise kakuhle kodwa ngiyajabula kakhulu yikho ngiza kuphinda kanenginingi kuthi ubaba lo okhulumayo ngumanyaza lo ngiyazi nje ngezikhathi akuthi badistorte i-history sasa sizamtshela ukuthi yelo uthiwa wawisindisa mthina that ahina mntu wawisindisa mthina we don't want that kabayibalisa imbali yona le ikonde njengokuthi yiyo kungenani ukuthi lingaba lingelawo ubudlelwano obuhle phakathi kwenu libangaki nelibabili nabayibalisi ngempela lokho yikho khona kulusizi ngakho nje ukuthi inkomo wakho wagijimisa wathiwa wena cabukeli kusendikilenjelokhu lalokhu kodwa ngiyajabula ngoba yena wayelimele ilize lakhe wabuya kwaba lama-corrupt okunika ostrive masiwa befuthi banikazezi bane wayekumela konke khonokho because ithina hhayi bazaba balutshwane abale mbali namaqinisiendeni yamanga loku ngazo idingisiseka baba uNkomo igrimenzi
okay hhayi kuyozwakala sibongile kakhulu mnumzana
ngiyabonga kakhulu
Jonga, the caller there is impressed with Mr. Manyata. He says Mr. Manyata is putting the record straight. He is, telling history as it's supposed to be. And he says, of course, there are some people who have distorted history and it's not coming out as it should be. But the caller there is really happy with what Manyata is saying.
Mr. Manyata, you heard from the caller?
Yangibonga rami ukuthi ye ndwami. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Rabai nyimuri parunare, maybe Thomas wakubva kuna vafuzwayo. Mr. Fuzwayo, your take on what the caller and Mr. Manyata said.
I think what Mr. Manyata is saying and what the caller was saying is what Zimbabweans are yearning for. Because nation building, it requires that each and every player's contribution must be recognized. And there has to be truth-telling whereby we put things factually. To say so and so did this, then in the end, each and everyone feels this contribution is recognized. But it has always been painful that when people are talking, it's one narrative that comes up. But now the fact that people from who are in the Zanda side are able to say there are certain things that Zipra contributed, I think it is a start to nation building. Because it has been painful that people from the Zipra side played a role, but no one wants to recognize their effort. So now that people from Zanda are able to say, our fellow comrades who were in the Zipra side played a role in the liberation of this country, I think it's a starting point to nation building, which is what Nkomo was fighting for. To say every person, every participant, his contribution must be recognized is important, equally important like the other person. Fine, Zan might have won political power, but it is the contribution of Zipra and Zanla that brought the independence of this country with the leadership of Nkomo.
Okay, thank you so much. Can you please stay on the line? Cecilo Mnumzana Chuma, Central Committee yebandla leZanu PF. Siyakwamukela kuhle. Babu Chuma.
Yeah, linjani,
yangizwa? Yeah, ayisekuzwa. Siyakwamukela kuhle.
siyabonga baba.
Ye ungasitshela ukuthi imbali kamuyi ubaba uJoshua Nkomo wena uyibona njani kakhulu lamhlanje kulilanga lapho asitshela khona ngomnyaka ka-1999?
Ubaba uNkomo unembali ebanzi kakhulu engeke yapho ukukhulunywa nje mahlayane nje ngomuntu omdala ikola sindu umdala wethu njalo engubaba wesizwe. Ubaba Nkomo imbali yakhe igcila isiya ekuboniseni ubana nxa umuntu ungumuntu empilweni uphila kumele uphile njani, ngoba wasithengisa ukuzithoba, wasithengisa uthando, wasithengisa ukubambanisa, wasithengisa futhi ukubana akuhatshwa ngabo bayisikhwaba ngesikhathi zonke. Kwesinye isikhathi vuma uyehle uye phansi usenzela ibusasa lesizwe labantu lento ezinjalo. Lokho ngutho nxa ucabanga ngesikhathi kule ndaba yeku-ground lada kwelakithi emandebeleni ne-Midlands. Ubaba Nkomo wawubona kufanele ukuthi azehlise azithobe acela ukuba nangcono sihlanganeni sibambaneni kube lokuthula kulokuthi abantu bethu beyalebele kube beqedwa ngale khona khona nje kuphela. Uhle ukuthi ngize imbali yomuntu omdala, imbali yomuntu obanzi kakhulu, umuntu whom you cannot even describe easily, yabona, nxa sikusukufaka nje lula. That was a man among men.
Hayi, kuyezwakala ungabamba nje kancane lapha sibuye kubaba uManyatha, umnumzana Bernard Manyatha. Mr. Manyatha, you know, when I was growing up, I was barely a teenager, but we used to hear lots of stories about Joshua Nkomo, mythical stories, like sometimes you would be said he is addressing a rally in White City Stadium. At the same time, he would be addressing another rally in Harare. What was all the myth about what you heard during the war, that he could perform some, even the time when he was said to be using, you know, his famous stick, he would disappear or become an ant or something like that. Can you tell us what you heard about all those myths?
Nothing like that. Yeah. Guerrillas were often referred to as people with details.
Mm.
Those myths go along with my struggles. Even in the Mau Mau of Kenya, they used to say such stories.
Mm.
There was nothing like that. But because, I mean, it's a point to the indication that the Joshua Nkomo was very popular with everybody. They are saying when he was still a kid, you knew about Joshua Nkomo. But there are people, everybody wanted to rub that history off. But it has failed because Nkomo is a giant in the Southern African politics.
Yes, Jonga.
Ndo nyaya imwe chete ndanichada kutozokubvunza eva Manyatha kuti taimva kuti vaNkomo vanenge vari muGwanzura umu. Mozvuka zvakare nguva imwe chete kunzi vaNkomo vanga vachiaddressa kuAirport nguva imwe chete kana kuBulawayo. Saka vange vane vanhu vakafanana navo here vaiita basa ravo kana kuti mishonga yaitaurwa nevanhu kunzi aishanduka?
Hakuna zvakadaro. Zvinongoratidza chete kuti vaNkomo vakanga vari vakanga vaidiwa nevanhu vakawanda zvokuti isu wani taidzidine mishwe aizvai vakadanga vane mishwe zvakawandisa zviyazviya kuti vaNkomo vaizika nevanhu vakawanda. Pandanditaura kuti pane tunzi yotwaitoibwa zvekunzi zvurukuro tambana kurukuro tambana chikerema tambana vaNkomo ezoni tambana vanyandoro zvese izvi zvaitwa taitozvinhoyo tiri mateenager zvichiimbwa kura kuti Ngomanga apopular zvichiyambidzwa nevarungu ukangonzika uchiimba waitoidaidzwa nemapurisa ombokwakurwa mbichana asi vanhu vaingoimba munatinifudza mombe zvazviya vachiimba kuratidza kuti maaiwa mudhara akanga achidiwa and akaramba achingwa netsimu iyoyo yekuti ada kuti nyika ino ivakwe imiration zvese dzakaitwa zviya akati ini ndoda kuti ndizofa vanhu vapamwe chete ndombavazvigona izvo asi tiri kuona kuti kwava kuita regression kudzokera kuya ndokuda kusarurana zvemarudzi ndamozovavuzovachitaurapo takutozoona kuti vanhu vakudzokera kumashure kuya patakange tatopedza mukurusibho yesirago voti kuzanura nekuzipura kuti hakuna zvekusarura marudzi nekuti marudzi izvi iakcidendi yeevolution asi tinongova vamwe chete tinongova vanhu kana tinongova zvibhantu bigger picture is africa ndeyedu iyi tese pamwe chete taizonaka kwataichengetwa kuzambia kutanzania kumozambique tose kutaichengetwa nevazvavasiri velanguage yako kana kuti verudzi rwako saka tochiya kuno zvino tochidzokera zvekwakari kumashure kudzoka kumashure kwana vamuzingeri kuma40s kuma20s 1923 where is possible government mazimbabwe ndingaterekei kudaro
Thank you so much, Mr. Manyadza. Maybe I can give this opportunity to Mr. Chuma. Mr. Chuma, there are some who are saying that the present government is not honoring the late Dr. Joshua Nkomo as people would have expected. What's your take on that?
Mr. Chuma?
That is okay, and that's something that should be fixed properly without really having to accuse anybody or any institution of anything. As we speak today, in Bulawayo, the Zimbabwe Tourism Authority came through, and there was a commemoration and celebration that occurred. There was a march, I think, from Mahomva Shopping Center, one of the monumental places in Popoma. They marched through Iminyela, and then they passed through his house in Kalandawa, and finally they were at the White City Stadium where the activities the whole day. So already it shows you that government is already doing something about it. We probably haven't done much more than what people would expect, but something has been done already. ZTA is a government arm, so by it coming down to Bulawayo to carry out the that activity is a sign that we are moving in the right direction. I would love to see a day where probably his birthday or the death day is declared a public holiday. That would be superb, just like we had the 25th of February as a holiday to commemorate the birthday of our former president. So this should also probably transcend to the same level with the Joshua Nkomo status. Yes, he was father of Zimbabwe, and definitely a bigger picture of what we can call a warrior indeed. And so definitely he deserves much more than we are giving him now. But like I said earlier on, you could never describe Joshua Nkomo. You could never give him enough honor because he was just too much. He was a man out of this league. He was called Chibwechite Zakwese Kwese. He was spoken about in Chinoi. He was spoken about in Mutoko. He was spoken about in Binga. He was spoken about in slums. All over Zimbabwe, he was spoken about. And even beyond our borders, he was spoken about. So you can see that we are dealing with a big figure, a man of the people, Father Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Mr. Chuma, Chris.
Yes, Mr. Fuzwa, you heard there Mr. Chuma is saying that, of course, it's not enough the recognition that has been given to Mr. Nkomo. But what do you think should be the situation where you can say, yes, this is enough, this is appropriate? What do you think? What do you think should be done? Of course, there's talk of the holiday, giving the holiday, and also we know the Joshua Mkabuko Nkomo Airport, mm-hmm. and also we have roads. What else do you need? Do you think should be done?
I think the people were clear. They wrote a letter to the government asking the 1st of July to be declared a public holiday. Then when people proposed that the ZANU-PF Youth League to come up with a counter proposal
to ask for the honoring of Mugabe to be the 21st to be declared a public holiday. When you are to look at Nkomo and look at Mugabe, their contribution to the nation, Mugabe led the country. But Mugabe is one person who destroyed the country, who created the division on ethnicity, who led the genocide. So it is wrong. It was wrong for the for Emerson to confer, in fact, to declare the 1st of July, no, the 21st of February, a public holiday, and say he is a model to young people. How do you say somebody who led a genocide is a model to people? Mugabe does not deserve to be honored in such a manner, because he's one person who created a division amongst the Zimbabweans on tribal lines. He led ethnicity division. He killed the people. So he's one person. It was not proper to say the 21st is a public holiday than the 1st of July, because Nkomo was a nation builder. Mugabe was a divisive person. So I think it was going to be proper to honor Nkomo than Mugabe.
Okay, thank you so much, Jonga.
There's a caller, I think. Hello.
Hello, Mkuma Jonga. Makasimba, eh?
Makasimba, ndiye anavo?
Oh, ndiye Makoni.
Ndiye Makoni, warikufona warikupi?
To South Africa.
Aiwa, tinotenda kuti makwanisa kupinda muchirongo atipe zvamuinazvo.
Tinozwa kufara. Ndikundwa kunyanya kufara zvikuru nekuti muri kuita basa rinonakidza, basa rinobatanidza vanhu. Zvirongwa zvenyu hazvitariri, ende ndimi matoita ekutanga. Dzimwe nguva kana news chaidzo kuZimbabwe pana hatina kutombobvira dzabuda kuti ndozuva rakapawa Nkomo. Asi imi magona kutoita programu yekuti vanhu vataure nezvavaNkomo kamba baba venyika, ende munhu akaita mabasa makurukuru ekuti angadai achiverengwa zvakanyanyisa muupenyu hwevana veZimbabwe. Asi zvinoita kunge nehurumende iripo iyi, zvinotoita kunge vaNkomo vakutoita munhu wemanga-manga. Vamwewo vasina basa vatotoziva, vamwe vasina kana vana masikezono chaivo. Vasina kana nebasa rese kana chimbwido, havana tombochiita, havana muchibva. Ndo vakutoda kutoitwa mahovhe. Basa renyu riri kunakidza zvikuru, ende nazwa kufara kuzvingaiti. Ndaida kubvunza vachuma kuti ichokwadi kuti nehurumende iripo haisi kutarisa upenyu hwaNkomo. Zvavari kutaura kuti zvaitwa nhasi machi yese yaoganaizwa nani? Horati ndiani anga achimirira hurumende kukoko kwamasva ikoko? Ndiani anga achimirira hurumende kana kuti aoganaiza kuti ngavataure kuti zano ndo yaoganaiza? Vanhu vekubulawayo vatombozvifungawo, vanokoshesa, vanoziva upenyu hwaNkomo, ndo vazvifunga vega. Kwete kuti vangataura kuti nhasi kwakune mati kwakune zvanga vatonyarira zvavo, hapana zvavatombotitira.
Aiwa, regai tivape mukana vachuma vapindure. Vachuma,
ameno kuti vatsamire chii? Ndataura nechirungu hangu, ndati ini Zimbabwe Tourism Authority, one of the arms of government under Minister of Tourism, iri kuhedhwa namai Prisca Mpfumira, vauya kuzoorganiza nyaya iyoyo yekurangarira zuva ranhasi rekufa kwemukuru wedu, vachishanda pamwe chete nejosia Nkawo Nkomo Trust iri muno Bulawayo. Saka zvinoratidza kuti hurumende already yatotanga kuita something towards kuti tinyatsorangarira vaNkomo nezvizere. Asi ndataura futi zvikati nini, vaNkomo hatingagoni kuti tinyatsogutsi kana kuti tanyatsovarangarira kana kuti tanyatsovaremekedza, because angari munhu mukuru chaizvo. Saka it always be difficult to really fully say kuti haiwa tavarangara, but hurumende yatopindira. Ndosaka Zimbabwe Tourism Authority was here in Bulawayo nhasi kuchiita masi iyoyo. Of course, in conglomeration with said, Joshua Nkabo Nkomo Trust, because they're not going to just do it alone. They had to involve the Nkomo family, the trust, and stuff like that. As you remember, you have to pin the don't be full of hate and anger too much, Baba. And accept when government is doing a good thing. Good, I will acknowledge you. It's not good every time, oh God.
Thank you so much, Wachuma. Wama kwani ndofunga manzwa mhinduro kubva kuna Wachuma. Tinotenda zvikuru, tichitendawo nekuti remekedza kwamaita. Tombozwa kune vamwe vateereri vari parunhare. Hello? Hello, ndofunga hatina mumwe muteereri Kristo kana kumbozwa kubva kuna Fuzwa.
Yes. Mr. Fuzwa.
Hello?
Yes, Mr. Fuzwa.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, my question is, Mr. Fuzwayo, from what has happened since the death of Dr. Joshua Nkomo, do you think there has been some kind of laxity, especially when you look at some of the projects which were named after him? Like, we have the hospital, it's there, but it doesn't have any equipment at all. And we also heard there were plans to move the to build a more bigger museum and so forth. What would you say about all those plans? Is there some kind of laxity in you know, moving forward those projects, or what do you make of that?
In fact, Nkomo had bigger projects than museums. You talk of the immediately when you move, when you travel along Vic Falls, before you get to Insuza. Immediately after the toll gate, somewhere there, there's an Atta farm that had all the material that you can think about, dairy material, but it's lying idle there. He was a developmental person. Unfortunately, because of this evil government, they made sure that everything that Nkomo had sourced for the development of the country, it cannot be made, it cannot be utilized, because it was going to create an impression that Nkomo was better in terms of sourcing development than those who won the political power. You talk about the hospital. I remember when Emerson came to Bulawayo last year. It was early this year. He said in 3 months' time, the hospital will be functioning. It was just something that he said, and nothing has happened. So all the projects that Nkomo had initiated, a lot of them have been supported.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Jonga.
Vamanyadza, muchitarisa mabasa akaitwa navankomo, pane vamwe rova mungatarisirawo kuti vanogona kunge vachiendesa mberi mabasa iwayo.
Ndichapinda kupindura, ndiro kuti ndiite point out my observation andi now about Zimbabwe, especially the tragic aspect of Zimbabwean history. Mazimbabweans vanonyara, vanotya, havadi kutaura nezvehistori yavo. Regai ndikutaurire point imwe chete. Motikari yakafira tongogara ingadei tiinayo mumuseum, hazvitaurwi nezvazvo. Rekodhi yatinayo kubva kwatongogara ndeyakaunda. Mukati memusangano hazvina kuitwawo here report yekuti zvii zvakaitika chaizvo chaizvo? Ndosendeka yakadaro. Iye zvino izvi varungu vari kupuhwa compensation, vari kupuhwa mapurazi and so on. Makomrades edu zvipura vari kumaassembly point vakaita mudeme vakabvisa mari vakatenga mapurazi. Hatisi kunzwa zvokuti mapurazi emakomrades edu zvipurayo riuda kuvadzorera. Kune reconciliation inodarika izvozvi izvi here?
Alright. Sorry, I know. Aiwa. Dan, Bata ya nyuma manyaza ndine uro mbore gaiti mwe kuna my Susan. Linjani mamu.
Yebo mlaleli Susan.
Linjani.
Ye, sikhona linjani.
Yaphili.
Ye, lingaphi kwamhla?
Kobulawayo.
Oh, kobulawayo. Ye, ungathi imbono yakho.
Okay, like njengokuthi umkhomo esimkhangela, ngisamkhangela njengomuntu obebrave. Indoda elesibindi. Wayefuna ukuthi wayezela abantu kakhulu ukuthi abantu babe lenthuthuko lenkululeko. Athi ngokunanzela kwami izifiso zakhe indlela ayihambe ukuthi ayekulwa ngaye akusabanga njengakhona lokho lenhlonipha ayiphiwayo. It's not waste njengomuntu owayemele iqiniso. Nawunga-assessa inkulumo zakhe, u-assessa imisebenzi yakhe. Inhlonipha ayiphiwayo is not enough.
Belikhangelela ukuthi aphiwe inhlonipho njengani?
Like kathe sezithizi inhlonipho engabe iphelele sibili entweni zakhe, like lawo nxa ungumuntu usifa, like utshiya izinto zakho amaprojekthi akho, xa kuthiwa uyahlonitshwa kumele ahlale ephumeleliswe. Ijiki lesibhedlela sakhe la sisaze sidilile, asikaze sithinte ukuthi sithengisele ukuthi whether it's a family thing, whether it's but kunokona to respect ukuthi nesomuntu omkhulu owawulela ilizwe kumele ukuthi ngayo isibhedlela esinceda abantu. But up to now sivaliwe, kutshengisela ukuthi inhlonipho kayikho khona lapho.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu ma.
Okay baba, ngiyabonga lapho.
Hayi, sibongile.
Todzoka kuna vamanyadza nguva dzine dzakuti fambei ngodimura yavamanyadza tipe vamwe mukana.
Chiregai ndigure-gure. Variko vanhu vanokwanisa kuumbika kusvika papakaita Comrade Nation Komo. Asi handicap iripo yakakurisa. There's too much control. Angoda kuti asimukire so anodzwanwa pasi. Pane munhu ataura pachiti ibezevende yatotaura nezvekuti nhasi ndozva akafa vangomo. Kwedu kunoku zvava zvakanyarirwa kuti zii kunyarara zvavo kuita sekunonzi iti is a non-event. Ndobva ndikuti maZimbabweni vanonyarei kuti vataure nezvehistory yavo. Kune zvinhu zvakawanda zviri kunyarwa kutaurwa apa zvakakanganirwa nokuti panapo taura kuti apa chiti kune vanoda kuzvisusukidza kuisa pamberi apo even pavanga vasiri. Ndo zvinotyisa izvozvo. Mukaenda kumawadzi uku kune maheroic people vakaita zvinhu zvavo nguva dzehondo. Nanhasi vanhuvo hazvitaurwe nezvazvo asi kuti kune vanofanira kuti vanzivo fomari ndo vanofanira kuti vataurwe nezvavavo vagovakwa vagoelevhetwa iramba kubatwa.
Thank you vamanyadza maita basa. Regai tinzwe kuna vachuma mashoko enyu ekupedzisira vachuma.
Vangomo was a unifier. He wanted peace in Zimbabwe. He was selfless. And I'm privileged to go under his wing, actually. I'm going to go to the party, and also because our church was very close. So we used to interact very much. So I know him personally as well. And I know what you wanted for the people of Zimbabwe. And I wish that everybody in Zimbabwe could emulate any half those change to be a good Zimbabwe. We were selfless. We actually want to bring a relationship and ask second.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. We have run out of time. I would also have given a chance to Mr. Fuzwayo, but Mr. Fuzwayo, ayisibongile kakhulu isikhathi sesidliwe ngumangwesi zathintana kunhlelo ezilandelayo. Thank you so much, Mr. Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF Central Committee member. We also had Mr. Bernard Manyadza, a war veteran from Wedza. We also want to thank all the listeners who managed to get through. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni, Jonga Kandemiri, Tobata Mzurongwa, Nutevira, Mara Zakanaka.